listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 323 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So hello! I'm here to talk to you for a few minutes about older books, which I am very excited about. I have a couple of great books to tell you about today. I've had a pretty great week. What is it? Let's see. Oh, first of all, today's Friday the 13th. Ooh, does that even mean anything? I didn't even realize it was today until I started recording the show. I probably should have done a show, you know, around that theme, but I didn't think of it. But I love the books that I'm going to talk about today. I'm also excited because last week I took a little reading vacation, which was really fun, and I read some great stuff, but it was almost all entirely new books. But I did ask Twitter to tell me about some of their favorite backlist titles that they feel like everyone should read. And I got some great recommendations, which I will hopefully be receiving soon. And then I will read them, because that's how that works. And then I will tell you about them in the future. I'm very excited about that. But for now, I'm going to tell you about two great books today. Although before we do that, we are going to hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us. When the life Soledad Barnes built with the man who was supposed to be her forever goes poof in a cloud of betrayal and disillusion, there is no time to pout or sulk or even grieve the life she lost. But then an unlikely man enters the picture. He's the forbidden one, the one she shouldn't want but can't seem to resist. Y'all know how that goes. But Soledad's lost it all before and refuses to repeat her mistakes. She asks herself, can she trust him? Can she trust herself? From the ashes of a life burned to the ground, something bold and new can rise. So This Could Be Us is an instant New York Times and USA Today bestseller. It's been featured on the Today Show and CBS Mornings. And Kennedy Ryan is the first Black romance author to hit the New York Times adult bestseller list in almost 3 years, which is amazing. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to betray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so my first pick today, there is a book out this week called Mrs. March by Virginia Fato. And it's a fantastic, claustrophobic, creepy, disturbing novel about a middle-aged woman who is married to a very famous author. And she starts to imagine that the character in his newest book, who is not a very nice character, is based on her. And she starts to worry that everyone thinks it's based on her and that that's how her husband feels about her. And then she starts to imagine that everyone is laughing at her. And it just kind of snowballs from there and becomes seriously disturbing. Like, seriously. It's very Shirley Jackson. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And speaking of Shirley Jackson, Elizabeth Moss is going to star in the movie version of Mrs. March. She was in the Shirley movie. She was in Mad Men and Handmaid's Tale. She actually has the blurb on the jacket, which is pretty amazing. So I'm excited to watch that. But it reminded me of The Days of Abandonment by Elena Ferrante, which was also in the news recently, but for different reasons, which I'll explain in a minute. But this one is also about a woman who's starting to feel trapped. She finds out her husband has been cheating on her. He leaves her with their two young children. And she, of course, she's heartbroken and she feels betrayed and she's devastated. But staying in this house with these two little kids without him starts to take a toll on her psyche. She feels very trapped in the house with the children, like literally. And it's very claustrophobic feeling, like Mrs. March. You know, we feel trapped inside with this woman as her behavior gets more outlandish, as her thoughts are racing, as she tries to figure out what she's going to do. I really enjoyed it. I think it's her first novel, Elena Ferrante, but I'm not entirely certain. But I was really excited when they announced that Natalie Portman was going to be starring in the movie version of this, because I thought it was an excellent choice. But now they just announced that HBO is no longer going ahead with the project, which is sad, because I would have loved to have seen that. I read this book when it came out, which was at least 10 years ago. So if you need content warnings, I would suggest doing more research. But what I remember, I can say there is definitely discussions of infidelity and mental illness. So that one is The Days of Abandonment by Elena Ferrante. Another book out this week that I'm very excited about is Human Zoo by Sabina Murray, because I am so in love with Sabina Murray's last book, which is Valiant Gentlemen. I believe I talked about it on the show when it came out, and I want to mention it again here because it was like on all the end of the year lists, and I still feel like hardly anyone read it, and it's such a great book. It's actually based on real people from history. The Irish patriot Roger Casement, his friend Herbert Ward, and Herbert Ward's wife, the Argentinian-American heiress Sarita Sanford. And it takes place, I think it starts at the end of the 1800s, if I remember correctly. Roger and Herbert meet in the Congo when they are young men. They end up knowing each other for over 40 years. They have adventures in the Congo. They move to France. Herbert meets Sarita, and they have an amazing marriage, and they have children. Roger has like a different path in life. He is gay, but that is illegal in Ireland, so he can't tell anyone. So that's a source of stress, and it causes problems in their relationship. And when World War I starts, Herbert's children and Herbert himself are sent to fight for England, but Roger Ward's political views were very different than Herbert's, and they used to fight about them a lot. And he instead goes to work alongside the Germans to help free Ireland from British rule. And this becomes a huge problem in their friendship, and their friendship dissolves. It's just, I'm not doing it justice, first of all. Like, I just don't know that I could. It's a beautiful, tragic story of love and friendship and betrayal. And we see many historical events and different places throughout the book. Murray is just an incredible writer, and this book sort of like draws you in and makes you feel welcome, if that makes any sense. I don't know that I would have found this on my own if it hadn't been brought to my attention, and I'm so glad that it was, because it's so gorgeous and sad, and it makes me think about it all the time. I do want to give content warnings for what I can remember: racism, colonialism, war, homophobia, and death. Please do more research if needed. And that brings me to today's dealer's choice. I read so many great new books last week, and I wish I could tell you about all of them today, but I can't. So I'm going to pick one that I loved so much. It's Unlikely Animals by Annie Hartnett. She wrote Rabbit Cake a few years ago, which is a really, really, really adorable, sad, amazing debut novel. And I highly recommend grabbing that one right now. This one is called Unlikely Animals. It comes out in April of next year. It's about a young woman named Emma. She's born in a small New Hampshire town. And when Emma is born, she apparently has the healing touch. Like, you just have to go with this. She has the ability to heal people with her hands. But her parents are like, no. Like, we're not going to turn you into a circus sideshow as a small child. Like, you're not allowed to heal anybody. Don't touch anybody. And so she's not allowed to use it. They say, like, when you're an adult, you know, then you can make your own decisions. And we think you should be a doctor. And so for her whole life, they're like, you should be a doctor. You should be a doctor because you can heal people. Be a doctor. So when she's old enough, she goes off to college in California. And now when the book starts, she's received word that her father, Clive, is dying. He has some kind of mysterious brain illness that is causing dementia. He's also seeing the ghost of a New Hampshire naturalist who lived in their town 100 years before. This guy, he's a character in the book. He hangs out, he talks to Clive. And so she returns home because she wants to see her father. She knows that her mother has probably summoned her because she wants her to put her hands on her father and maybe heal him. And she hasn't tried it in so long, she doesn't even know if it still works. Her brother is also living with her parents now. This book covers the opioid epidemic in New Hampshire as well. And her brother is a recovering addict. He's out from his most recent rehab stay, and he's living with their parents. And so she moves there. And when she moves there, she finds out that her best friend from high school is missing. They had a falling out when she moved to California. They hadn't spoken since. And Emma finds out that now this woman is missing. But because she was also a drug addict, the police are like, oh, you know, she probably ran off or she's staying with somebody. And they're not looking for her, except for her father, who spends all his time putting up missing persons posters for this young woman. And so Emma just wants to help everybody. Clive just wants to help everybody. And it sounds sad, right? It does. It sounds sad. But it's actually so full of life, and it's also incredibly funny. There are so many more plot lines not mentioned in the description, so I'm not going to tell you about them here. But I was surprised by how much is actually in this book when I went to write about it, including the narrators. The narrators of this book are one of my favorite parts of the novel, and they're not mentioned in the blurb, so I don't want to spoil it for you right now. But it's so good. It's a little John Irving. It's a little Jamie Attenberg. If you've been looking for something similar to Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson, this is a great comp. This one is called Unlikely Animals by Annie Hartnett, and it is out in April. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty and on Instagram at Franz and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.